It's our final round of locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA as we now transition into some Valley Heights basketball. I'm pleased to be joined now by girls head coach, that is Jordan Brockstrom. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, hard to believe we're at this point as the regular season is done. Substate gets going next week. We'll kind of dive into that in just a minute. But how about the season your team put together? 18-2, one of the best in Class 2A, a top three ranking for a majority of the season. It's just been quite a ride for your team, and obviously you still got more you want to accomplish.
Yeah, I think we're not finished yet. We've had a good year, and I'm extremely proud of the girls and their effort. But I think in their minds they think we could have still done better. But that's why I love these kids. They're highly competitive, and they want to win night in, night out, and it's kind of really lifted our program's expectations. And they're a great group of kids. We've got a wonderful group of seniors that have been playing 4 years of varsity ball, and I think they want to kind of try to end things on a positive note.
Yeah, certainly want to do that with success here in Substate and potentially maybe a little bit deeper into a state tournament run. But Kat Torber, kind of want to talk about her for a minute. We've talked about some other players on your team. Your team is just so talented in general, but Kat was our reigning athlete of the week. She has all these three-point records at Valley Heights, and it seems even more so lately she's been on quite a tear and helping your team to this success.
Yeah, Kat's a wonderful player. She's really been shooting the ball well, and we need that. We need to be able to kind of expand defenses a little bit and stretch them out, and she certainly makes teams accountable for her. She's kind of broken every three-point shooting record we have at Valley Heights, and it's truly a kind of a nod to her work ethic and her dedication and time in the gym. But more than anything, Kat is a truly a wonderful person, a wonderful leader, and so we value that as much as anything, and she's been wonderful for our program.
Yeah, pretty wild. Most threes in a game, most threes in a season, and then most threes in a career. It's just pretty wild, and still some games to go. And now you set your sights on the sub-state. Republic County is this two-way site. Your 18-win season gives you the top seed, so you guys will play Monday night. You'll get a home game. We're actually, obviously, being the top seed, you'll be at home, but you'll get the 8-seed Republic County, a team that hasn't won a game this year. But how much scout have you done on this Republic County team, and what kind of ball game can you expect and challenges on Monday?
Well, we played Republic County early in our schedule, so we haven't seen them for a while, but we played them earlier in the year, and I think for them they've had some different challenges this year. They have really low numbers and quite a bit of youth on their team. So, more than anything, I'd like to see us come out and play really clean basketball and take care of business and, kind of gain some momentum heading into Substate.
Yeah, that was a 56-13 win for your team, and that was very back early in the season, back in early December, third game out. So that was just getting going in the season. So obviously it's a little bit different now being late February and with a little bit more on the line. Finally, Coach, just your thoughts on the Substate bracket as a whole. El Saline, a 14-win team, the 2-seed, Harrington, a 13-6 team, the 3-seed, you got Waubunsee, Sacred Heart, St. Mary's as well. So just from top to bottom seems to be a pretty solid Substate.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a challenge for us, and it's supposed to be. Substate should not be easy. It should be a challenge to win and earn a ticket to state. And there's some unfamiliarity with some of these teams. I don't truly know a whole lot about them. So on the scouting end, it's going to be important to try to acquire some film and see what they're made of. But ultimately, our girls just need to stay hungry and kind of keep their eyes on the target and play tough through the end of the season.
Top seed Valley Heights, they'll play the 8-seed Republic County Monday night at 7. That game will be at Valley Heights. And then Thursday, Saturday would be the semifinals and the championship game of that sub-state, a potential semifinal matchup looming between either Bennington or Sacred Heart. That is Jordan Brockstrom, Valley Heights girls coach. A very successful season and a lot more to come as a top seed in their sub-state next week. Coach, we appreciate all the contributions throughout the course of the year. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for all your coverage.